1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
I don't know why. I just was just a few vestiges, a few last dribbles, a few just last little squirts from the Academy Awards. And maybe it's because I'm, you know, a bad person or evil or, you know, just I want to hurt people. I was just thinking of movies that I've walked out of. You know, why don't I just, isn't it possible to just come on here and say something nice about Hollywood for a change? You know, it's possible that someday I'll be making some of my living from the television side of things, and I suppose I ought to start to face the reality that I can't talk bad about a lot of these people, that I'll be around their swimming pool someday with someone walking up to me and going,
have you tried a caper or a...
Yeah, give me another, I don't know, a pig's eye or something, will you, man?
Certainly.
So I'm going to have to, but before that happens, let me just say that I was talking here about movies that we've walked out of. There's something about a movie you've walked out of. Well, it's a bad movie, isn't it? You don't walk out of a good movie. Movie's got to be pretty bad for you to get up and leave. I mean, it's $8, $8 you spent, and yet you're willing to take your chances out there, out in the traffic, out in the smog, out in the snow, out in the wind, out in the sun, out in the rain, rather than sit there and watch the movie that you paid $8 to go in and see. So I took an informal poll from just the staff around me here this very fine day and found a rather eclectic grouping of films, but not too many of them that I would disagree with in terms of the walking out potential of each movie. For instance, and I never figured that this would be a great movie, but Chris walked out on Dracula Dead and Loving It. Now, Leslie Nielsen, the first couple of Police Squad movies, yeah, it's fine. Then when he started getting into that Dracula and let's do some shtick around Dracula, the title itself is a little bit lame, wasn't it? Freddy Got Fingered. Mixed reviews on that movie. Some people who want to appear as if they're really right in the wheelhouse of hip have said it was a great movie or a pretty interesting movie. Well, the fact is the movie was no good at all. Pelton walked out of it, and Pelton looks like Rasputin the Mad Monk. Then there was The Fan with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes, and I believe Benicio Del Toro was in that. I walked out of that, and I was so looking forward to that movie. It had everything in it that I like. Sports, De Niro, kind of a, you know, Wesley Snipes I dig and Benicio Del Toro I like. It just had everything. And it had a little radio angle. There was like a radio talk show, a sports talk show at the beginning. Oh, my God, I left within 15 minutes. No, I take that back. Right after he stabbed Benicio Del Toro in the shower, I think I left. De Niro plays a deranged fan. Then there was Conspiracy Theory, which we've talked about on this program before. This was with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts. Neither one of whom I like, and I liked them when I went to see this movie. I was willing to put up with them. You know, Mel Gibson, I had nothing against the guy. I went and saw him in Ransom, I think it was a year before. Wasn't bad. That was a Ron Howard movie. You ever seen his Conspiracy Theory? Well, then Moulin Rouge is one my wife walked out of. Okay, I know it was up for Best Picture. Okay, I know it's an acquired taste. All right, maybe she didn't get it, but she left it. But then again, Titanic was another one that Pelton walked out of. You walked out of that, huh? Just because you can't stand the look of Leonardo DiCaprio, huh? Just doesn't like that guy. He walked out of Titanic, but then he rented it, took it home, and masturbated to it. So there's no accounting for taste. And then finally, a movie that I watched, it doesn't really count because it was many, many years ago, but it was astounding at how bad it was. A movie called Slapstick of Another Kind. It was a Jerry Lewis movie. It's about a 20-year-old movie. I remember getting up and just leaving. And I think that was the very... Oh, no. That was not the very first movie I walked out of. The very first movie I got up and just split from was Oh God, Book 2. Oh God was a movie with George Burns and John Denver about a guy that worked in the produce section of a supermarket who starts to see and hear God. And his job is to go out and tell everybody that he met God. God's played by George Burns. It was cute. It's kind of funny. John Denver was actually pretty good. It's amazing. Was that the only movie he ever did? I don't think he ever did another movie, did he? He was pretty damn good in that flick. And he absolutely worked as the produce manager at, like, Vons, oiling the cukes, you know, watering the parsley, and then God's talking to him. So, well, maybe they came out with a, you know, kind of an interesting follow-up with this thing, God Book 2. Man. This little girl starts plastering a school with posters, and I left. And then I got into heroin. So I don't know if, I think there's nothing, because the Razzies came out today, which I think it's a little bit, you know, it was funny, like the first 3 years, the Razzies, and it's a bad movie. Nothing really says how bad a movie is, though, than walking out of it, leaving it. So our little master list here, starting with, oh, and then Nightmare on Elm Street. I'd like to say that Taylor walked out of that. He fell asleep in it. He fell asleep. It was so boring. It was the one where the kids' heads are on the pizza. So he fell asleep in this thing, and then he woke up and he said, what the hell am I doing here? And he left. Imagine falling asleep in Nightmare on Elm Street. So that's, so we got, what do we got here? Nightmare on Elm Street, Dracula Dead and Loving It, Freddy Got Fingered, The Fan, Conspiracy Theory, Moulin Rouge, Titanic, Slapstick of Another Kind. And I'm sure those aren't the only ones, but that's just the beginning master list of movies we split on. Just got up and left. Got up and left our $8 at the window. Have you ever asked for your money back? Have you? Have you got? You've asked? Oh, wait, I did. I walked out of 13 days and got my money back on that because the sound system was screwing up. Which one did you walk out on to get your money back on? The sound system was screwing up on what movie?
Harry Potter,
the first one. Did you ever go back to see it again when the sound system worked? So that doesn't really count. But 13 days, I went to see it down here in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Center, and the sound system was crapping out, and it gave us the perfect excuse to leave and get our money back and never return. Boy, did it stink. It stunk because Kevin Costner was doing his Massachusetts accent, and that was enough to make you bleed from the ears right there. And it was like, so we all got up and we bugged out and we all got our bread back and it was great. Just great. 13 days. Like watching that movie was like 13 days. All right, so let me write that one down too. So I don't know if there's any other movie that one can definitively say was so bad you walked out of it. But I think that's the ultimate no vote, man. That's the ultimate vote of no confidence. Forget about the Razzies. You got to sit through the whole thing to watch to see how bad those are. This is our Razzies right here because we didn't even stick around to watch the end of these pieces of crap. Therefore, from last year, I say the Henry I walked out of it because it stunk to high heaven award goes to probably Freddy Got Fingered, and I think that's the one that won the Razzie award too. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. I didn't walk out of any movie last year, though. I stayed to the bitter end of some of them. I should have walked out of Tea with Mussolini. Why I stuck around with that one, and I admit I went to see that because I thought it was going to be a war movie. This film, and I say this with the greatest of respect, was as gay a film as has ever been. It was about women and a young man who loved their company. It was about old ladies and a young guy that dug hanging around with them. Well, come on. What do you think that's about? And the fact that they were screwy. It had nothing to do with Germans and Americans and storming the beach at Salerno. I thought it was going to be a war movie. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show here. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Brendan
Fraser's done some movies that, I got to tell you, I bet you they put more dough in the bank for that guy, and then he can go and do, like, what, serious work somewhere? That's what they say a lot of those guys do. They do the real crap because that gives them enough money to go and do the stuff they want to do. Like Orson Welles did all those Paul Masson wine commercials so he could get the capital together to go and make some movie that I guess nobody wanted to see, because I don't remember any Orson Welles movie after Citizen Kane personally, but be that as it may, Brendan Fraser, Monkey Shines, the one where he's the drug dealer with Elizabeth Hurley, the Mummy movies, Encino Man, oh man, and then he did Gods and Monsters. What? Now, what was the movie with the, what was the, didn't he play a baseball player? The Scout. Yeah, with Albert Brooks, too. Oh, George of the Jungle. Did I mention that? I sat down and watched that movie with my kids. It was great. George of the Jungle was fantastic. Here is Valerie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I think there should be a special genre of bad movie.
Yeah?
This is the art movie that's trying to cross over and go mainstream, but it's become, like, very, very overrated.
Like what?
Oh, God. Well, the one that I walked out on that comes to mind is something called The Funeral.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you missed it.
Well, you know, you're going to walk out on art movies, but I think the more interesting movie to walk out on...
The overrated ones.
They were
the
what?
The ones that you go hoping for something worthwhile.
Well, you know,
so
art house movies, yeah, toss up whether you're going to walk out on that or not. But the movie that's really interesting to walk out on is the big budget one that they did all the advertising for and with the big name stars. And you just go, oh, man, open a door. As you just like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sucked
sleeping
endless
audience.
Cages filled with apes.
And sleeping audience.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Sleeping Otter. Oh,
Sleeping Audience.
What were you doing with the otter? So what did you leave? So Funeral? I never heard of it.
Yeah. All right. Yulee's Gold is another.
Yeah, see, these movies I don't know about.
Titanic, I agree with. I thought that was a dreadful thing.
Well, I loved that movie. I saw it four times.
But she kept jumping on the ship, like, for the fourth time.
Who?
She kept...
Who's she?
The heroine.
She was jumping what?
She kept jumping on the sinking ship. Every time
Okay, see you later. I got no idea. When I have to ask somebody three times, what are you talking about? And they keep repeating the same phrase. She kept jumping on the sinking ship. Is that something out of Highlights? Is that something I read in the dentist office while I'm waiting to get my teeth clean? She kept jumping on the sinking ship. Answer, page 63. Our Reader's Digest. Tongue twister. She kept jumping on the sinking ship. Who? Kate Winslet. She kept jumping on a sinking ship? She kept jumping off a sinking ship. Here is JT on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. You know, the biggest pile of crap had to be Battlefield Earth with John Travolta.
Did you walk out of it?
Oh, let me tell you, so fast when he pulls out these rats. I mean, first of all, you knew it had to be bad when you saw the 30-second trailer, and that sucked bad. If they didn't have 30 seconds to put in, you know,
But you went to see it. Why did you go see it in the first place?
Because I thought, well, maybe some dumbass editor, you know, just put 30 seconds of sucky clips up. But, I mean, it was bad. So that really was the best part.
I want to find out from everybody that calls now, why did you go see the movie, and then what made you walk out? So you went to see it because it looked exciting, or the clips were bad, but you wanted to see it because John Travolta was in it?
I mean, I thought since Travolta's in it, there's got to be something redeeming about it, but I was wrong.
And at what point, what scene did you walk out on?
Oh, he whips out the rats and talks about he's going to feed it to the human animals or some crap like that.
Yeah, it's like when I walked out of The Fan, it's when they started chasing each other through Candlestick Park in the middle of a ball game. You know, in other words, De Niro is stalking a pitcher for the Giants, chasing him through Candlestick Park in the middle of a game. Why doesn't the guy just go down to the clubhouse and get security? Anyway, thank you very much. All right, so Battleship Earth, 1-800-449-8686. David, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, David.
My first time calling, but I wanted to get your opinion on this new thing. My wife and I went to the theater and watched a movie, and there was a crap load of commercials before the movie. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
What's the story with that?
Well, it's a way to put some money into the theater owners and the theater chains' pockets, and they found out something, David, and this is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it.
We're still. Well, yeah. I did walk out though, and.
In the middle of the commercials.
Yeah, well, about after a half hour, the movie hadn't started, and the previews and the commercials, and we got our money back. But you don't.
Well, you're a better man than me. You made a stand against that, but for the most part, they found out that they can pump commercials on us, and there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we're willing to do about it. We'll sit and take it. And so now they've found another, what is called a revenue stream. This is the word for the new millennium, revenue streaming. Why show a cartoon? Why show something fun when you can just shove commercial after commercial down our throat?
I agree. We're all pretty apathetic. I just wish that somebody would make a stand. I don't pay money to go watch commercials. I can catch that at home.
You know what you're asking for? You're asking for an economic boycott by consumers. The last one that I ever heard of that actually worked was the African Americans boycotting businesses in Birmingham, Alabama.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, it goes back.
Happen.
Yeah, it goes back that far. And maybe the boycott of table grapes in California organizing UFW in the early 70s. I ain't heard of a consumer boycott working since then. And to say that we're all going to boycott films because we don't like the commercials, I'd be with you, but you and I'd be the only ones. So I'm going to sit there. I'll watch the Coca-Cola commercial, the L.A. Times. I don't know where you live, David, but we get the L.A. Times. Well, he just hung up because he couldn't stand listening to me anymore. But I like listening to me, so let me just keep going. We live here in California. We got to sit through the L.A. Times commercials. And then there's a Coca-Cola commercial. And then there's some bank commercial. And then, of course, when you sit down before the film commercials start, there's slides.
Bob's Car Wash, 5th and Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And then,
get your hair done at Macy's. She'll blow dry everything.
And then the quizzes. Which actor appeared in, and it's the one that you, I already saw this one, get a new one. And I'm very nervous when I'm in a movie theater. If there's a slight blur, if there's the slightest sound problem, if there's the slightest, hey, I will yell at the projectionist. It's blurry. Turn it up. I can't hear it. Turn it up. I'll do it. And anybody talking? Did I tell you what we did? We went to, took the kids to see Lord of the Rings, all right? Yes, I know, it was R-rated. What is it, PG-13? Whatever. We took them to see Lord of the Rings. We loved it. Great, 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 great movie. Oh, I know, you're saying, why did it end the way that it ended? Well, because there's sequels and it'll all make sense. And by the way, read the books because the films won't be near as much fun, but nonetheless, read the books. So anyway, we took them to see it, and sitting behind me are three couples, kind of 30, late 30-something, 40-something couples, and they're yammering about the usual stuff.
You know, Harry doesn't do that. Oh, he doesn't? No, he doesn't eat. You hate that. You hate that restaurant.
No, I won't eat there. I don't like it.
No, he hates it. So what do you like?
Well, there's a Sauvignon Blanc that we drink, you know, but I'm going to go to Napa this year.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't give an F. What?
She let out with the F-bomb, right? And I got the two little ones with me. So I couldn't stand listening to her in the first place, but what am I going to do? Turn around and tell her to shut up? The movie wasn't rolling. They were just showing the stupid slides. But when she dropped the F-bomb, it gave me my opening. And I turned around and I said, excuse me, would you mind watching your mouth? I've got two kids sitting here. And she looks at me, oh, that's true. That's true. And her friend goes, that's right. That's right. Betty, you got to watch Betty. Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true. And I said, I'm sorry I said something. I turned back around. Do you do that? If you're with a nephew or with a kid or something and somebody lets out with the S or the F, do you tell them to shut up? I do it. Or they're usually telling Craig to shut up because he's the one. I will. And every single time, people are generally very nice about it. Because I try to be respectful. I say, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but I got my kids with me. Would you mind watching your language? Every time they'll say, hey, not a problem. No problem. Except for that lady behind me. And that's when I took a $8 Jumbo Coke. Well, I'll tell you what I did with it when we come back. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
That whole thing has erupted as a, sort of a mini controversy of late. The PGA, I thought I heard somewhere, was going to crack down on its professionals from using F and S and MF and jam it up your A and all of this kind of colorful language on the tour. And there's a couple of schools of thought, but I think I fall in with the group that would believe there are more words in the English language than those. And when there's kids around, why don't you show them a little bit of class? That's all. Just be a little classy. Give the kids a little fighting chance. Show them how a class act behaves. And don't sound like a pig in front of them. That's my point. I don't think I'm being too prudish when I say maybe it isn't the best thing in the world to be dropping F, S, MF, and everything, you know, anything else you can think of around kids. And if you're a professional golfer and there may be kids in the gallery, you know, play your golf game. And if you hit a bad shot, well, guess what? It probably wasn't the first bad shot you hit. And why punish some kid with your stupid commentary on top of your lousy golf? They came in, paid the money, stand there in the gallery, watch you hit your crap shot, and then let out with your MF or your F or your S-bombs. So my kids got to hear this. You play your crap golf, and you're still going to walk out of there with 10, 15, 20 G's in your pocket. Just get a little class, that's all. A little bit of class. We got a generation of kids got no fighting chance at all, because everywhere they go, they see garbage can behavior. They see people in public behaving like trash. I'm not talking about anything other than just the language that people use in public. I got no problem with adults using it with each other. I got no problem walking into a nightclub, going into a bar. I got no problem going into a private home. I got no problem going into any place where adults gather, at the racetrack. But if you got some idea there's kids around, man, if you're out in a restaurant, for instance, and you're one of these slobs, remember that Sopranos where Tony Soprano got up and told the guy to take his bloody baseball cap off in the restaurant? Same thing, you know. You go out into the world these days, and more, people are just pigs. Talk like pigs, act like pigs, and you got a kid that you're I can't say anything without using the F word. You're trying to effing, no, I'm kidding. You're trying to expose the child to a more refined way of living. Well, here's how you do this, and here's how you do that, and here's how you fold a napkin, here's how you hold a knife, here's how you behave in public, maybe here's the way that you open a door for a girl. Well, a lot of ladies, they don't want you to open the door. Well, you know what? If they don't want you to open the door, then they'll tell you they don't want you to open the door. Some women really dig it. They like pulling chair out. This is the kind of stuff you do, and you can be a class act. Like the preacher man said, try to be one of the world's good guys, because the world's already loaded down with slobs. The world's already got plenty of bad guys. So try to be one of the good guys. But how do you do that when you got these people standing there with the F and the MF and the S and everything else? All right, so I don't want to go off too much on that, but that's just kind of a pet peeve of mine. You effing idiots. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Long-time listener. I love the show. I was duped about 3 times, and then I finally realized it. I don't tell any of my friends. I just let them listen, figure it out for themselves.
How long has it taken them? Months. Months. Yeah. We're on month 6, Phil.
What's the deal with the Academy Awards? Whoopi Goldberg. I'll tell you what. The highlight of the show, you pegged it yesterday, was when Denzel Washington went up there and said, you killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
Right. He got it. He figured it out.
He deserved that award 10 years ago for Malcolm X, and he pegged it. But you know what? I walked out of The English Patient, and I'm getting sick of these art films. I think they suck, and these independent film awards are getting just as bad.
Oh, The English Patient, yeah. I never went to see that. Yeah, that's a big budget job, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think a lot of these independent film awards are getting just as bad.
You know, you mentioned some movies like English Patient and Shakespeare in Love, and it's almost like you're reminding people of a bad plague that came through their town. Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, you remember that? Remember how English Patient became almost a parody? And yeah, I walked out of, remember English Patient? Oh, Jesus, I remember that. Yeah, it's like it was like a bad case of impetigo that you had, or a crotch rot or something. All right, thank you, man. English Patient, Shakespeare in Love, I don't know, movies that we were supposed to really dig because they had a flair or sort of nuanced performances, and what they were they just, they weren't no good, you know. You didn't want to watch them, you didn't want to be around them, you didn't want to be reminded of them. By the way, the word is that Oprah Winfrey is going to host next year's Academy Awards. Great. What was Letterman that bad? Was he really that bad that you can't bring yourself to ask him back? There's a black female theme going. Might as well ask Halle Berry to host. She'll break down and blubber, man, every time they show a clip from one of her movies. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Danny, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Check this out. You ever seen the movie The Unbearable Lightness of Being?
That's another one of them art movies, right?
Oh, man. 3 hours and 10 minutes of the most bizarre loser movie you've ever seen on the planet.
Who dragged you to that?
Oh, man. You know what it was? They billed it as one of those Last Tango in Paris movies, right?
Oh, you mean like Marlon Brando with that chick?
Yes. Supposed to be more sensual than that.
They're going
to
rub each other down with margarine or something?
Yeah, bring a chick to it thinking you're going to have some fun later on.
Right, because she'll get ideas about margarine?
Never got a second date.
Nothing, yeah. She just told you. She wanted you to take her to English Patient.
Oh, she wanted me to take her for medication.
She wanted you to take her to Freddy Got Fingered is what she wanted you to take her to.
Holy smokes, that was insane.
Unbearable lightness of being.
And the worst part about it is I stayed thinking that it was going to get better every half hour along the way.
Oh, forget it. Now, you know right away, if it ain't getting you now, it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, I should have walked out 2.5 hours earlier.
I'm sorry to hear about that. What was that? It was about the whole splitting of the Czech Republic. Is that what it was about? Well, that sounds compelling.
A lot of shots of the clock ticking. You know, them foreign films, you know, a lot of shots of the clock just ticking. And you don't get it. You don't understand the symbolism.
I went and saw that movie, what was the one with Roberto Benigni? Oh, Life is Beautiful.
Oh, Life is
Beautiful. And it was subtitled, and I never saw the movie because I was just reading. I just was reading. I mean, when it's a movie subtitled, all you're doing is reading, you know? And
you're reading the headlines. It's like reading headlines of a paper you don't have.
Right, I'm reading, and I never, you know, so there'd be like nudity, you know, full frontal. I missed that because I'm reading the line.
Yeah, that's life, man.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, bye. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Another thing I wanted to mention, just a quick note, the Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden are now reported to be in southern Afghanistan on the border of Pakistan. These guys work the border of Pakistan. Why do you suppose that is? Bingo, they're going back and forth between Afghanistan and Pakistan. They got supplies in Pakistan. They've got logistics and they've got people there, and they are basically they're going into Pakistan to get refurbished and refueled, man. And we can't chase those guys in there because that ain't our country. You think maybe the Pakistanis would do something about it? This is what I was talking about very early on after 9/11 about Pakistan being a friend of ours. Yeah, right. We just can't. There's nothing we can do. We can't go in there, and the Pakistanis will do absolutely nothing about it because all they're doing what every other country down there does eventually, sticking a knife deep in our back. Pakistan's just right in line with all the other countries down there that have sunk a shank right into the back of America, whether it's Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Johnny Guitar Watson, any of them. And now Pakistan sticking the shank in. Yemen. And I love it about Al-Qaeda. You remember when they were saying, see, here's how it happened. You guys are chicken. You're dropping bombs on us. You won't face us man to man. Because we're Al-Qaeda, we're Taliban, and we're badasses. You're fighting us in our country. We are bad boys. Oh, really? Okay. Well, guess what we did? We sent the 10th Mountain up there to face him off. Oh, we don't want to face you? Okay. Well, we're on our way. We're going to send our guys up 5,000 feet in the air, and here we are. Okay? Now, what do you think they did? They turned around and ran. They ran. These guys and people like them are so full of crap, it just never ends. Every time I hear some guy with a tablecloth on his head say that he's going to introduce our guys to the fires of hell, or America's going to be sorry, or you'll never fight a war here, because look what we did to the Soviets, blah, 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 blah. Do you even believe him anymore? Do you just kind of chuckle to yourself and go, here, incoming number one, and just, you know, press the button? I don't know what the Russians did in the 80s. I don't care what they did in the 80s. We're not fighting that war. We sent our guys up there, mano a mano, face to face. That's what Al-Qaeda said they wanted. That's what the Taliban said they wanted. They said, you guys are too chicken. You're dropping bombs. All right, well, guess what? This is a little rugged up here. We're going to have to root you rats out, so we're sending our guys in. Here they are. Here we are, America, face to face, mano a mano, man to man, just like you wanted it, baby. What's the final tally? It's like 8 Americans dead and like 300 of those scumbags we left laying around up there. So what else you got to say? What else you got? Somebody said right after 9/11, it was the truest thing I ever heard anybody said, let's not make these guys 10 feet tall. I think we're making them a little bit bigger than they really are. I think we're making them a little more powerful. They got big, fat mouths and not a whole hell of a lot after that. Hey, how's that hunger strike doing down there in Guantanamo? You guys, oh, I'm sorry, it's over? Oh, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show
1-800-449-8686. Our CD's for sale. The Best of Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD is called Bring It, and it's available on our website, philhendryshow.com, or you can call 1-877-616-7445 to order it. And we've made over $30,000 so far this year with the sale of our CD, over $500,000 since we began selling our CDs back in 97, 98. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Check out our website for other interesting things or call 877-616-7445 to order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. Bring it. Here's Steve. Hello, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. First time caller.
Thanks for calling.
Listener.
Thank you.
Friends call me Chumley. I got two for you. Quick one. John Carpenter, They Live with Roddy Rod Piper.
Oh, you walked out of that, huh?
Oh, my God. During the fight scene that lasted 35 minutes.
Now, what part of the movie was that?
That's right in the middle where he's trying to get the black guy to wear the glasses.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Oh, good God.
John Carpenter actually came in and watched our show one time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's a nice man, and he autographed. What did he autograph for you, Craig? The Thing. He autographed The Thing, yeah.
The Thing was an awesome movie.
The Thing was out of sight. Yeah, John Carpenter's made some great movies, and then there's, well, then there's They're
then
Alive.
There's They
then
Live.
There's, huh? Then there's They Live. Yeah, yeah. They're Alive. Or It's Alive. Speaking of It's Alive, did you ever see that?
No.
Wow, did that get dopey real fast. Basically, It's Alive is about a woman who gives birth to an alien baby, and it goes around, like, eating and killing the doctor that delivered him or something. But then It's Alive 2 was even goofier because... we find out in It's Alive 2 that these alien babies with claws for hands, and they're like freaked out looking little, like their heads are too big, they don't want to kill, they just want to be loved.
Oh, Lord.
So the guy, played by an actor named Frederick Forrest, who later appeared in Apocalypse Now, he learns to love his alien baby son. And the thing looks like, it's freaky looking, it's got a big purple head with, you know...
It's like just, a carny, huh?
Yeah, it's just a baby, yeah. and it crawls underneath the sheets and the tacks and everything.
Oh, and then Chariots of Fire, there's an Academy Award winner.
God, that was the dullest flick.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, get out of here.
I want to see a bunch of guys running and, you know,
Get out of here with your running on the beach. Stop it.
Well, Phil, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Was he going to say, I'm an ass? I just heard him say something there at the very end. You know, Chariots of Fire. Everybody was talking that movie up when it first came out. I went and saw it. I went, this sucks. This just sucks. What, I don't have any soul? I don't have any appreciation for the intricate relationships that are up on the screen? No, I just want to see a movie that's good, you know? It's like Gosford Park. I pretty much now decide that that movie sucked. I saw it. I dug a lot of the people that were in it. But now it wasn't worth all of the time it took to get to the point where you find out what happened. Because it's like a murder whodunit thing. That's a big dopey movie. Get out of here with that movie. Next, what's the other one? Moulin Rouge. That blew. Next, Lord of the Rings. Sucked. Next. Here is Marcus Heyer on the Phil Hendry Show.
Speaking of which, here's three movies that involve female actresses.
Yeah.
Three movies that involve three music artists. Two of them I didn't like, and one of them I like. I want to start with Whitney Houston. She was in Waiting to Exhale. That was good.
Which one was it called?
Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah, that was a good flick. It wasn't bad.
The other two movies that I didn't really care for were Mariah Carey's Glitter.
God, you went and saw that?
Oh yeah.
Somebody made you see it? Are you just like, I think I'll go see that?
I just wanted to see how bad it is because of I heard of all the hype of it.
You bloody fool. That won the Razzie for the worst pile that ever came out of someone's bottom.
Yeah, and I read in the paper that Mariah Carey was worst actress.
Yes, she did, man.
And the other one I'd recently seen was Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Dude, you go to see all of those choice dog movies. What? Now, why did you go see that?
Well,
how old are you, man? How old are you?
Oh, I'm
10. You're 12?
No, all right. I'm not 12. I'm actually 18.
Well, that's why you went to see those flicks, because they're big stars, and they're part and parcel of your generational taste in music. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Mariah Carey's like 30, so I don't know. But my son went to see Crossroads. Yeah, he went and saw it. And I forget what he said about it, but he sure wasn't raving about it. Like, all they're talking about now is going to see Blade 2. That's all my kids want to see is Blade 2. You want to go see that, Marcus?
I saw that this past weekend. It was,
Was it cool?
It was cool.
Hey, here's one that I took my daughter to see, and she knows every line in this movie. Coyote Ugly, did you see this?
Oh, I've seen that one.
How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 2 times.
Yeah. You love all the... You are right in the wheelhouse of the culture, brother. Yeah, she loved that flick. And I think a lot of guys went to see Coyote Ugly thinking that it would be all about chicks in, like, bikinis. No, that was a chick flick all the way, about girls empowering each other and kicking ass in a bar. And obviously the kind of thing that I would not recommend to any of my male friends. In fact, I found it patently offensive that women would A, own a bar, B, make big money tipping or getting tips, and C, like, you know, not give guys drinks when they wanted them. So I find that very offensive. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.